The last two Mishnayos here in Perek Dalet deal with practices, Shisha Dvarim, six things. These six things were controversial. So the first Mishnah, Shisha Dvarim Asu Anshei Yericho, the people of Yericho did three things. Al Shlosha Michu B'Yadam, three of these practices the rabbis protested. And Al Shlosha Lo Michu B'Yadam, three they didn't protest. Ve'elohin Shalo Michu B'Yadam, these are the ones they did not protest. Markivin Dekolim Kol Hayom. On Erev Pesach, they used to weave the dekolim, these little baskets, all day, even though theoretically it should be a malacha, and they shouldn't have waited till the last minute, but nonetheless, even though it shouldn't have been done then, Lamaisa, they allowed it, they didn't protest, because people are going to use these baskets to hold their fruits on Yontif. V'korach neshama, which the Gemara explains, that they wouldn't say Baruch Shein Kvo Malchus Olam Void, even though that's one opinion of the Gemara, even though that's a tradition that we have. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu, when he was passing on and he looked at the brothers around him, and the Shechina left him, so he wondered, maybe there's an issue, maybe there's some, someone who doesn't believe. They all said Shema Yisrael, and he responded Baruch Shem. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem, that's why we add it in a whisper, since Yaakov Avinu said it. And according to one opinion of the Gemara, that's the pshat here. V'kotzrin v'gochin lefnei ha'omer. And they would harvest and make piles before the Omer. V'lo michu b'yadam. But the Chacham didn't protest. Now, the Omer, the carbon Omer on the second day of Pesach, that is what enables us to eat from the new grain. And if a person cuts, maybe they're going to come to eat from it. But since they weren't eating it, they weren't putting it out in the store, they were just cutting it and piling it, Chacham didn't protest. These are the things that they protested about. Matir and Gamziel Shel Hektish. There were these soft leaves of buxer trees and other kinds of trees, and they belonged to Hektish, and the people of Yericho used to utilize them. They said, that's not really part of the tree, and therefore it doesn't have the status of Kedusha. But since they do have the status of Kedusha, you were not allowed to benefit from them. Hektish, anything that belongs to the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, if you utilize it for your own personal benefit, that's a violation. It's called Me'ila. V'ochel mitachas hanasharim b'Shabbos. And they would eat fruit which fell off the tree on Shabbos, and we have a special gzeira to disallow that fruit. It's called Peros Hanoshim. We're concerned maybe the person's going to pick it off the fruit on their own. And the last one is Venosna Peah LaYerek. And they would give Peah, the corner of their field, for Yerakos, for vegetables. Now, Peah is going to go to the poor people. What should be the big deal? The problem is that anything which is Peah, you don't have to take Maisa from that. Halachically, you don't give Peah from vegetables, only from grain. So since they were designating that for poor people, they were mafkia it from the chiyuv of meiser, and therefore it was problematic. Shisha dvarim asa Chizkiah HaMelech. Chizkiah, the righteous king, did six things. Mishnah tests. Al shlosha hodolo, there are three things they agreed with him. Al shlosha lo hodolo, and three things they did not agree with him. Gerer atzmos aviv almita shel chavolim. His father, who unfortunately was a Rasha, Achaz Melech Yehuda, he dragged his father's bones on a rope, on a bed of ropes, V'holulo, they said it's a good thing. Kitas Nechash Nechoshes, there was the serpent that was made out of copper from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. He destroyed that, because people, they seemed to assume that it had some magical qualities, so, good thing, V'holulo, they said that was great, because it was driving people in the direction of Avodah Zarah. Gona Sefer Refuos, Rashi explains there was some kind of special book that had traditional medicinal powers, ideas, and he put that away, V'hodulo, because people were getting confused. They forgot that the Ribbono Shel Olam was the healer, and this is something we need to remember, that even though we do our Hishtadlos for Apo Yerapeh, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is the ultimate healer. But Al Shlosh Lo Hudulo, there were three things they did not agree with him. What was that? Ki Tzeitz Dalsos Shel Heichel V'Shigron LaMelech Ashur. When he was faced with a political crisis, he cut down the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Heichal, and he sent them to Melech Asher as a bribe. They didn't agree with him. He closed up the water source of the upper Gichon, and the Chachamim did not agree with him. even though the Chel Melech Ashur, the Ashur army was surrounding him, they didn't agree that you should cut off the water source. And Iber Nisan and Nisan, he made an Iber Yar, an extra month of Nisan, once it was already Nisan. V'lo hodu lo, Chacham did not agree with that, because you can only make an Ibur, you can only add a second Adar in Adar. Once it's Nisan, it's too late to make a new month. Adkan Perek Dalet.